Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, who was at the meet today. Bob, one of the texts I got in was about knowing this team, you know, they're going to be a little bit short on talent in certain areas. You got to win special teams. You brought up Blake Groupie and how good he was today.
Right.
Field goal.
It could be
wise.
The difference whether you're going to win or lose. Make the kick you win, you miss it, you lose.
And I think he's feeling a little bit of heat by the big guy. Yeah. I think Smith, man, you talk about the yin and the yang of kickers. Blake Groupie, this little guy, and man, Smith's a real tall kid, and he's impressive. Let's see how that battle goes. But the punting game, because that too, setting up field position and trying to back your opponent up as far as you can. What can you tell us a little bit about, or how much work has been done in the punting game?
Well, Mike, first looking at the kicking game, I think they both can kick in the NFL. When I look at Charlie Smith.
Smith, yeah.
I don't know. How do you get Smith out of S-M-Y-T-H? Look like Smith. I guess that's an Irish thing.
It's like Smythe.
Yeah. But it's Smith. If he says he's Smith, he's Smith. I say I'm Hebert. I ain't Hebert. So when you look at that. But you're looking at the kickers, I think they have the capability, and I think Charlie Smith, international pathway program from Newry, Ireland. That Mike, I think he's an NFL kicker, and he's willing to work in that regard to be a kicker in the National Football League. Now you're looking at Hebert, the punter, like 2 years out of Vanderbilt. So Mike and they have a James Burnup
from Alabama, Alabama, the rookie punter,
and 6'6", basically 240, 236, 240. So he's from Australia. So they'll find if you can kick a ball and kick an NFL football, they'll give you an opportunity. So I would think that both the Saints kickers this upcoming season will be kicking in the NFL, and they can't be on the same team. But the punters, that's interesting about the competition because it's all about the consistency and, how many times. Mike, it's gotten to the point where it used to be like, oh, can you down your opponent inside the 20? Now it's almost gone the perfection of that. It's like a chip shot in golf. Now it's almost not only inside the 10, but inside, say, the 7 or 6 yard line. I'm even going to say 5. And how can you – the hang time and angle a punt that's going to go out of bounds. Mike, who was the punter? Man, I was in, the Bacchus Parade or something with him from Illinois that Sean Payton chewed out. He was yoked. He was built. Well, what was his name?
He made one mistake. He kicked the ball to Devin Hester.
Oh, no. And then Sean Payton had just told him before the play.
Don't kick it to him.
Do not punt it to Devin Hester. Like, angle punt. Maybe it's along the boundary, out of bounds. Eh, he punts it right to him. He runs it all the way back. God, so some fan's going to text us his name. No, he went to Illinois. I remember he was like a yoke. I think he might have been on Men Health and Fitness magazine or something. He had like an 8-pack, not a 6-pack. No, I can't remember his name, but I know he went to Illinois. That's on the brain right now. But no, Sean Payton gave him the business. Like, and then Mike, I want to recall the Saints might have been playing overseas in England, and he didn't get to ride back with the team on the plane. Like, he had to get like his own. The Saints probably paid for the flight, but you got to know, you got to go on your own plane, your own flight. You cannot.
But Weatherford?
Yes, Steve Weatherford. Yeah, that's him. Mike, I think he went to Illinois, if I'm correct. And a good guy, but you better do what the hell the coach says, especially Sean Payton. You know, if he's telling you.
No patience with kickers.
No.
Zero.
No, and as soon as that happened, he was going pecan. He was out of there. So there's going to be, because we need to excel in all areas, and that's one thing that I think, I don't know about our offensive defense. I don't know where we're going to be at, but I'd be surprised if we're still not in the top five defensively. I mean, special teams. Offensive defense, I'm worried. But special teams, Mike, I think that's very promising. When you look at Coach Galliano, it's going to be the same thing as Coach Rizzi. Now, Coach Rizzi is with the Denver Broncos. I think the Broncos will have an outstanding special teams unit, and so will the Saints with Coach Galliano.
And
JT Gray, he didn't go nowhere.
No.
And I think he still can play at a very high level going into his eighth season out of Mississippi State.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob, one of the things, we had Bobby April on a couple months back, and one of the things he told me, he says, think back. When you were a kicker and you could kick 75% of your kicks, you were considered an elite kicker. Kick 75% today,
you get
fired. You're unemployed.
No,
you're unemployed.
You got to go kick in the UFL or you got to get another job.
And the way punters now today, it's all about directional kicking and getting it inside the 10-yard line. And he felt that area of the kicking game had the most drastic jump in improvement than any other area out on the football field.
Well, just think about, you know, you have different golf shots. You have different, because, you know, you always progress. Different ways you could punt a football. Now you even have these, because it's now truly international punting. It's not just, remember, kick it off the outside of your foot, point your toe, and you kick a spiral. Now they can kick a punt like a kickoff. And the kickback, how do you get it inside the 5-yard line and the angles and all? No, Mike, it's getting to where, where did I see this today? I don't think it was a kicker. It might have been a punter. Somebody in the NFL paid their damn punter like $4 million a year. There's a punter, Charlie, I want to say, Mike, it might have happened yesterday or today. And, you know, like Thomas Morstead, you know, supply and demand. Can you have 32 punters? And now Thomas Morstead has been able to adjust.
With Jacksonville.
Yeah. And the punter for Jacksonville guy paid that?
Yeah, Logan Cooks.
Yeah, what, they giving like $4 million? Okay, I'm just telling you. If they giving that cat $4 million, I know he's a stud. I mean, they're not just giving him that because they think he's a nice guy. But look at Morstead, how the Jets cut him, and the 49ers were desperate because they had so much inconsistency at the punting position. You know, there's never 32 NFL starting quarterbacks. You know, you got 12, maybe, I don't know, 14 teams always looking for another quarterback, even though you got to live with what you have. But they ain't 32 punters at the highest level. That's why Morstead still has an opportunity all the years he's played. Without even negotiating, you got to pay him well over $1 million because of the years of service. And now he's the 49ers kicker.
Bob, I remember.
So, no, Mike, when you think about, you know, like putting your craft, or how can I say this? The expertise in your craft and working on your craft where you could be the best of the best, Morstead has done that. That's why he's lasted so long. And it's not just, oh, you see how high, how far. You know what? You never want to out-punt your coverage. No, you can out-punt the coverage, and then you get, oh, yeah, okay, you punt it at 60 yards, but they got a 15-yard return. With that ain't good. Or a 20-yard return. No, angle punting and all that. That's why you got to be able to control that football off your foot, and it could be an Aussie kick. Or it could be a spar or whatever. No, that has truly changed in the 21st century.
No question about it. And I remember this was a couple of days after the draft, and we doing the show at the Silver Slipper. We get June Jones to come on, and June made the comment to us, he's the best punter I've ever seen at the pro or college level, Thomas Morstead.
Yeah,
and June's never been more right.
No, he's never been more right. Look how long he's lasted, and he's a pro. He is like, you know, a lot of times the normal NFL players in the locker room, they don't treat the punters and kickers out. They just the kicker or whatever. They don't give any respect. I'm telling you, Thomas Morstead is well thought of. He has respect throughout the league and throughout that locker room. And you have to earn that. You have to earn that. You got to be trustworthy and all that. And you got to work on your craft. Morstead's probably thought and figured it out through the years. What in the hell am I going to go do in the real world to make this kind of money? So I know I could do this good, so let me get better at this. And then to be amongst the best.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.